And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, we got a texting poll going on right now, a texting poll. Here's my question. My question for you is this. Is Die Hard, the original Die Hard, not like multiple sequels thereafter, but is the original Die Hard a Christmas movie, or is it not? I want to know. So you texted in.
There's some passionate people.
Are there some folks getting in it right now?
Yes.
If you want to text in your answer, 833-687-4448. Boomer's taking a tally right now. I won't say which side's winning, but he just told me that one side is dominating the issue of the yes or the no's. 833-687-4448. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or is it not? Hey, Boomer. Just got to ask. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, their menu is pretty excellent. Mm. If you are able to go eat there, like say tomorrow morning or for lunch or whatever else, you want a breakfast or a lunch option right now? If I call
let's
one out.
Lunch. Oh, lunch. Let's go lunch, yeah.
How about the Jive Turkey Wrap?
Oh.
Flour, tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear.
I'll take it.
Just Love Coffee has all these amazing foods. I love the idea of the womblet, which I talk about all the time on here. They also got a thing on their breakfast menu called the Bacon Tater. It's a hash brown waffle. A hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper and served with a side of sour cream or ketchup. Dang! Anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road out in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Their menu is excellent. Their coffees are excellent. Their atmosphere is excellent. I encourage you, check them out. And when you do, like when you're checking out, tell the person at the counter, yeah, we heard about this on Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick when Travis, the guy who owns those two stations there, or two restaurants, tells me, man, we got more people coming in saying they heard about it on Right Side. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. And the text is blowing up right now.
Oh, man, I'm trying to keep up. So. That's all why right. I'm staying quiet over here. I'm like trying to read all these texts coming through.
Well, while he's doing that, I'll jump to number three of the Triple Dipper, which we're going to cover here in the next 20 minutes. So here's the bottom line. Government-run health care. Well, okay. Is that a fiscally irresponsible idea? Some would say it is. I've got my piece here from Alabama Policy Institute, Justin Bogey, my friend over there, the fiscal analyst. He wrote this piece about the provisions of Obamacare costing so much more. If we expand it under Obamacare's provisions, expand Medicaid, then we're looking at literally adding potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to the Alabama budget. All right. That's a big deal. Fiscally speaking, the expansion of government-run health care is virtually unsustainable. The current cost to the state of Alabama alone for its match of Medicaid consumes an entire chunk. I'm talking like between Medicaid and corrections, you're looking at 42 to 44% of the budget, those two added together. I've forgotten how much of that is Medicaid, but it's a sizable portion. It's one of the biggest expenditures we incur every year in the Alabama appropriations, state-level appropriations. If you do this on a national scale, what's going to happen? Okay, that's fiscal. That's money. Let's talk about it from a different angle, though. What happens when you have government-run healthcare? What happens when you get to the point that they're literally looking at you saying, I'm sorry, the doctor won't see you now? What are we seeing in nations that have already gone down this road, who have socialized medicine? Because make no mistake, Obamacare is socialized medicine. Expansion of Medicaid is the expansion of a social program. It's an entitlement provided by the government using tax dollars. And the idea of expansion, don't think what that means is we're gonna provide more capabilities. No, you're not. All you're doing is saying you're increasing the roles. You're going to make it easier for more people to get in who don't necessarily have to give it their insurance that way. We already have the lowest income strata in our community served by Medicaid. Expansion of Medicaid means they add more people on. And I'm trying to think what the level is. And forgive me if I get this slightly wrong, but I believe that for the CHIPS program, which is the Medicaid version of child health insurance, you can be at like 300% of the poverty level, making $84,000 a year, and qualify for government health care. Okay, that's money. What happens, though, to quality, and what happens to society? Well, here's an example for you. Canada, our neighbor to the north. Canadians right now, according to the Epoch Times, in a story that's only 2 days old, wait times for specialists and surgery in Canada are their highest in nearly 30 years. It says Canadians are now waiting longer than ever before to see a specialist, to obtain diagnostic procedures, or to undergo surgeries. This year, it says, in their social medicine program, 1.2 plus million Canadians are waiting for procedures in 10 of their provinces. This is roughly 3.2% of the entire population of the country awaiting medical treatments. A group called the Fraser Institute says that in the nearly 30 years it's been documenting how long it takes to receive necessary treatments in Canada, this year's wait time of 27.4 weeks. 27.4 weeks. That's half a year. 27.4 weeks just to get in to see treatment. It says the wait time this year in Canada is 195% longer than the median waiting time of 9.3 weeks back in 1993. It's longer than the wait time of 25 weeks in 2021. It's longer than the wait time of 20 weeks in 2019, the year before COVID. It's like become the defining characteristic of Canadian healthcare, it says. Wait times, there's a point being made. It's a quote from a report from the Fraser Institute. It says, wait times can and do have serious consequences such as increased pain and suffering and mental anguish. In certain instances, they also result in poorer medical outcomes because it transforms potentially reversible illnesses into chronic conditions because you couldn't get in to see a doctor. All right, how about this? You and I both know that if you need an MRI here in the States, you can go get it fairly quickly. You need a CT scan, you can go get it like the same day or tomorrow. In Canada, the average wait time to get a CT scan, 5.4 weeks. In Canada, the average time in waiting to get an MRI, 10.6 weeks. I know, man. I'm looking at Boomer reacting to this. The wait time for an ultrasound, 4.9 weeks. Unreal. And yet, are they going to crow about this? I guarantee you, Justin Trudeau is crowing about, well, in Canada, we take care of our people. No, not really, sir. Not really. The wait time to see a specialist has increased in 7 provinces since 2021. 7 of their provinces. It just goes on and on from there, listing out what happens. This is what happens when the government's the one running your health care. Well, there's attempts right now to expand it. But you got to say, okay, that's Canada, Phil. What else? How about the United Kingdom? How about in the United Kingdom what we're seeing? Because right now in the United Kingdom, it says more than 6 million people, a record high, are on waiting lists for mere routine care. 24,000 patients have been waiting 2 years for some hospital treatments. Can you imagine? 24,000 people waiting for 2 years for what you and I might get checked in a single day as long as they had a bed available. Says patients are stuck waiting no matter how serious their condition is. 1/4 of patients with suspected cancer have had to wait over 2 weeks to see a specialist in Great Britain. 1/3 of cancer patients have had to wait more than 2 months to start their treatments. So once you get diagnosed, you kind of want to attack it right away, right? You don't sit around on cancer. 1/3 of cancer patients in Great Britain have had to wait 2 months to start their treatments. Mental health services. One patient told the Huffington Post in an article that I've got here in Forbes. He considers himself lucky to have gotten mental health support after waiting a year. A year. He had previously been on a list told he would wait for 18 months. He was lucky to have gotten it in a year. Delays in hospital treatment are not expected to ease up for the next 2 years. 11 million people, less 1 in 5 Great Britons, could be in treatment queues by the year 2024. This is what happens when the government runs your health care. I'm just telling you, we don't want to go down that road. And yet, what boggles my mind is how you can watch this happen. It's not like this is something we can't see. I just read you stats. not from some faraway place that we can't get good data from, like, I don't know, name one, Nepal. But but I'm saying this is Canada. This is England. And we're reading the stats on what happens when the government is in charge of your health care. And yet I'm still looking at an article here from NPR extolling the virtues of Medicare for all and talking about the fact that in the state of Washington, they're trying to lead the way by having the first state-offered full Medicare or Medicaid for all program. And they're literally looking right now at the fact that hospitals in Washington State are resisting. Washington State legislators last year had to vote for special legislation to mandate the hospitals contract into the public options because many of them were resisting the idea. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, Boomer, I will take that call real quick before we go to the break. Let's do that real quick. Line one, Mark from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Mark, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Colonel. Listen, real quick about that universal health care.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, and there are a lot of socialism-type health care, particularly in the Nordic countries. And my aunts and uncles and that side of the family anyway, they will argue that that is proof why we should do it. Now, what I'll tell you real quick is those countries have 6 to 10 million people, not 330, 340 million.
Exactly.
So there's a huge difference. I wrote a big paper on how you can get certain social programs to work in smaller population countries. And it's mind-blowing. Anyway, you can't do it with 340 million people when 20 million people, which, by the way, is three times the population of Norway, are illegal, and they're here too. That's all I have to say about that.
That's a great call, Mark. Thanks for your time, man. Perfect timing, too. We're up against the break. So, yeah, good input. And he's right. And by the way, do you trust the government that does things like put the Coral Reef Restoration Act into your defense spending bill and put vaccine mandates on soldiers that don't work but end their careers? Do you trust them then to run your healthcare system? And I would think the answer would be no. No, absolutely not. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Let's hear the results of the poll coming up pretty soon. You got time to text it in, 833-687-4448. Do you think Die Hard was a Christmas movie or not? We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, ZLA Solutions, those are friends of mine running one of the best companies around right now that puts people in jobs together. ZLA Solutions. And you can, by the way, find them on their website, zlausa.com. If you're looking for a job, here's step number one. If you're looking for a job, I would encourage you, go to their website, check it out, zlausa.com. They've got great jobs posted all over North Alabama right now. They can line you up with something if you're looking for it. Good paying jobs, a lot of them with benefits. But how about this? If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need, I don't know, onesies and twosies, special niche skills, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. Or for that matter, maybe you need a whole shift of people. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They can do that, man. They can help you with all kinds of things like quality control, sorting and containment, logistical solutions, warehousing, but staffing's their bread and butter. And they can put people in place to work for you ASAP. So if you need folks or you need a job yourself, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their goal, to make your business better. So, yeah, check them out. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, so we've been doing this texting poll as we wrap up the day here. Boomer is avidly checking texts and calculating on his spreadsheet over there. So the question has been, by virtue of text, tell us, do you believe that Die Hard was a Christmas movie or not? Boomer, are you still calculating? Need another minute?
One second.
Oh, he's giving me the look. Hold on. He's still calculating. We got them coming in. Oh, I see one dropping in right now. We got new people that aren't even putting their names in yet. They're just texting in without even saying their names. I see yeses. I saw. By the way, we got a new texter, Michael from Taft, Tennessee. Is that where you're from?
Taft, Tennessee.
Yeah, retired Sergeant First Class. Appreciate your service, sir. What you got, bud?
All right.
The question is, Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
We got a lot of texts.
A lot.
That's why it took me so long to figure it out.
All right, by percentage.
60%.
60% of your text
is a yes.
It's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. But then there was a very emphatic 40% that was not a Christmas movie.
In fact, the first ones that came in, it was like, no, no, no.
I would say the majority of all the first, however many texts just
first
came
wave.
In. Yeah, the first whole wave was emphatic no's.
Like they were almost offended by it. They were offended that we would even ask that question. And then all of a sudden... Welcome to the party, pal. And you got all of the John McClane fans that kicked in.
Came in late. Yeah, they just came in late on the text thread.
By the way, and I know this is older than you are. The movie's probably older than you are. Is it?
When?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, all I know is this. The Bruce Willis had not been an action figure in my mind until that movie.
Really?
Yeah. It was like watching Liam Neeson.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was around.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. It was like watching Liam Neeson when he did Taken. I was like, Liam Neeson's an action guy? And yes, he was. But Bruce Willis came in and did Die Hard. And I was like, I remember leaving that movie and I said to somebody, Bruce Willis is definitely an action figure.
Definitely an action figure.
Definitely an action figure. I'm looking at, I got several textures here that didn't even tell us their name. They just, She wrote it in their Penny from Athens.
Yep.
Just said, yes, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. John McClane was part of our Christmas display in our front yard last year. And she sent a picture. Wait. That is awesome.
Oh, wow.
She's got a sign in the front yard with a mannequin dressed like John McClane, and it says, Nakatomi Plaza, never forget, December 1988. Yippee-ki-yay.
That's great.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Penny from Athens.
Wow.
Y'all rock. That's our Christmas decorations.
Man.
I love that.
Like, front lawn. I mean, yes.
They do have icicles and Christmas lights on the house, though. So it's not all about John McClane and Die Hard. But I'm still loving that. We got a listener that actually says, not only is it a Christmas movie, we use it as part of our decorations for Christmas.
Man.
I don't know that the face on the mannequin is a spitting image of John McClane. But nonetheless, I get he's wearing the wife beater shirt and the old worn-out khakis and bare feet. So the bare feet's what got me in the movie, too. I mean, when he ran across that glass, and then he was trying to pull glass out of his feet later.
Mm.
Jeez. Yeah. And everybody wanted – what's the guy's name, the actor who played the terrorist? Not the head guy, but the blonde-haired – shoot, I'm going to think of his name here in a minute. Everybody wanted him gone, man. Old boy needed to die. That's all there was to it.
Hans?
Hans, who played? No, not Hans. Hans was the main bad guy. Who was the? I think he was. Was he a ballet star?
Oh right. Give me a second.
Dang. Nonetheless, we're gonna run out of time before we even think of it.
That's right. Because we only got a few.
I'm surprised we haven't got like 15 texts already trying to tell us after we got the thing wrong about Rocky earlier.
They got on to us then.
It was Rocky IV. Oh, sorry. Okay, and John from Huntsville is just texting in right now. He's claiming voter fraud on your poll.
It was not voter fraud.
Integrity means something, even when you're deciding whether or not Die Hard was a Christmas movie or not. John from Brownsboro says, would you rather watch Die Hard or Home Alone at the holidays? Depends on whether I'm with the grandkids or not. All right, folks, that's a great day. Listen, we got big doings tomorrow, the Grand Council tomorrow at 4. You're not going to want to miss it. Boomer and I back here at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.